The Word of Faith Netcast is on the air.
Well, praise the Lord. This is Dr. Bill Bailey, and this is the Word of Faith Netcast. I'm so glad you could join us for this particular netcast. We're going to be getting into the Word of God in just a few moments. But I want to remind you about Word of Faith Radio. You hear me talk about it all the time, WFR.org. You can go to that website, and you can click on the player and listen to the Word of Faith being taught 24/7, 365. You know what I mean by that? 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, you can hear the Word of Faith message, the uncompromising Word of Faith message, ministered to you, and your needs be met by the Word of God from Word of Faith Radio. I tell you, it is a powerful resource. Now, remember, we have two stations. We have the regular station, Word of Faith Radio, that you would click on as soon as you get to the website. And then if you turn it off and look at the second player, you can play that, and that is the Healing Station. The Healing Station is all healing all the time. So if you're dealing with any kind of sickness or disease or any problems along that line, you can listen to the Word of God concerning healing, again, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. It is a tremendous resource. So I encourage you to get into the Word of God through Word of Faith Radio. And then also, if you have a Roku device, then you've heard about our SpeakFaith.tv project. Haven't talked about it as much recently, but we've got some powerful ministers on SpeakFaith.tv, and I encourage you to go and listen to and watch SpeakFaith.tv. There's some exciting things happening on Roku. Now, just yesterday, as I was looking at some of the new channels and seeing what was out there, I found out that Keith Moore now has a Roku channel of his own, has his regular live Sunday morning ministry from his church, and then it also has special messages from the past, you might say the archives. So, praise God, that's some exciting stuff right there that Keith Moore, Faith Life Church, I think it's listed as Faith Life Church in the Roku channel guide. But you go check that out because, boy, Keith Moore is one of my favorite ministers. I just love to listen to Keith Moore teach the Word of God. He just has a way of doing it that just reaches me, praise God. So if you're like me, I'm sure you'll enjoy his teaching on the Roku. So, of course, Kenneth Copeland, let me back up a second. Boy, I just hit my camera there. Probably messed you up, but anyway, sorry about that. But Kenneth Copeland has Believer's Voice of Victory TV, his network is on the Roku, as well as his daily programs, as well as his Sunday program, as well as past messages, including classic messages. It's just powerful. I mean, what can I say? You need to get a Roku device. Little box that sits at or near your TV, you plug it in, and over the internet, you get programming. I tell you, we have powerful things that we have access to be able to hear the Word of God taught. Man, if we'd have had this back in the late 70s, early 80s, it would have just blown our minds. But praise the Lord, it's available now, so you need to take advantage of it. All right, let's get into the Word of God. We're going to Romans chapter 10. Now, Romans chapter 10, you know, is close and near to my heart because our ministry here is Word of Faith Ministries. We get the name of the ministry from Romans chapter 10. Matter of fact, if you look in verse 8, what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. So I preach the word of faith. Paul said he preached the word of faith here to the Romans. You know, he said, told the Roman church, he said, hey, I preach the word of faith. Well, that makes him a Word of Faith minister. So I am glad to be counted among that number to be Word of Faith. So Word of Faith Ministries Incorporated, our ministry, gets its name from this chapter. But let's go up and begin in verse 1 of Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10, verse 1, brethren. Now remember, this is Paul speaking. Paul, who was a very highly educated Jewish scholar, okay, loved his people, the Jewish people. He says, brethren, my heart's desire And prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. Now, that ought to tell you a couple of things right off. There's a whole lot of people teaching today that every Jewish person is automatically saved. Well, if that were the case, then why would Paul say, my heart's desire, my prayer to God, is for Israel to be saved? If it was automatic, why would he even be concerned? Well, everybody has to receive Jesus Christ as their Lord. Whether you're Jew, Greek, heathen, whatever your identification may have been, once you receive Jesus as your Lord, you're born again, you're a Christian. All right, now there's a lot of people who say, well, I am a Messianic Jew. You know, in other words, they were raised Jewish, they received Jesus as Lord, now they're a Messianic Jew. Well, it's just terminology. Bottom line is, you're a Christian. Amen. All right. Okay, let's keep reading here. Verse 2, for I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, that the Israelites have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. Now, the word knowledge here is epignosis, revealed knowledge. See, they have knowledge, the Jews have knowledge of the Scriptures, the Old Covenant Scriptures. They have a certain amount of knowledge. They have a zeal of God, but it's not according to revelation knowledge. Revelation knowledge is key to really understanding the Word of God. Revelation knowledge comes from God and is revealed to you in your spirit. You don't get it with your mind. You don't get it just by studying. Now, studying's good. Don't get me wrong. Study to show thyself approved, a workman needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Absolutely. But it's revealed knowledge to your human spirit that you need. You are a spirit. You have a soul, mind, will, and emotions. You live in a body. So you need to get that in your spirit. That's what revealed knowledge is. But let's keep reading here. Verse 3. For they, the Jews, being ignorant of God's righteousness. Now that's a long word, righteousness. What's that mean? Right standing with God. They won't, the Jews here, want to have right standing with God. A lot of them believe they have right standing with God. But this right standing with God is only received through Jesus Christ. Let's keep reading. They being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness have not, check this, submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. See, you don't earn righteousness, this righteousness of God. You submit yourself to it. Jesus was made unto us the righteousness of God. His work, what he did on the cross, is what's really important. Do you see that? It's not what you did. See, remember what the scripture says in Ephesians? It's not of works, lest any man should boast. No, you receive, you submit to the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus. See, that's basically you saying, there's nothing I can do, Lord, but I submit to the righteousness of God that you offer to me through Jesus Christ. Do you see the distinction there? All right, let's keep reading. Verse 4. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that does what? Believeth. You have to believe the word of God. You have to believe that this offer is an offer from God for you to be made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. For Moses describes the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which doeth those things shall live by them. In other words, you have to fulfill the whole law if you're going to do it through the law. But the righteousness which is of faith. Now, I love this. The righteousness which is of faith. There is a righteousness that used to be of the law, but no man could fulfill the whole law. But then there's a righteousness which is of faith. Just believing the word of God. Just believing what God has done for us. The righteousness which is of faith speaketh. The righteousness which is of faith speaketh. Do you know that the righteousness which is of faith is always going to speak? And I'll put it this way. The righteousness which is of faith, faith always speaks. Faith will speak. It's when you speak the word of God that things begin to happen. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's keep going. The righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise. Say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven? That is to bring Christ down from above. Or who shall ascend into descend into the deep, that is to bring up Christ again from the dead. But what does the righteousness which is of faith say? See, verse 8 says, what saith it? But if you read all the previous verses, it makes more sense. What does the righteousness which is of faith say? The word is nigh thee, or near to thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. The word of faith, which is in your heart, in your mouth. Then the scripture says in verse 11, for the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord which is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever, I'm a whosoever, are you a whosoever? Put your hand up. Something we do at our church, Faith and Victory Church. Whatever pastor says, whosoever, everybody sticks their hand up, because we know we're whosoever's, all right? Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now this word saved, oh, hallelujah. You probably heard me give you the definition before, but I love it. The word sozo here, it's a Greek word, sozo. S-O-Z-O is how it's transliterated into English, but it's pronounced with a little D sound, sozo. Okay? That word means to be saved, delivered, healed, protected, made whole, spirit, soul, body, financially and socially, and delivered from all temporal evil. Hallelujah. Check that out. Listen to that. Sozo, this word, if you believe, you call on the name of the Lord, you shall be sozoed, saved, delivered, healed, protected, made whole, spirit, soul, body, financially and socially, delivered from all temporal evil. Boy, I could get behind that. See, we live, let me digress just a bit here. We live really in five realms. We are a spirit, so we contact the spiritual realm. We are, or we have, I should say, we have or possess a soul, mind, will, and emotions, so we contact the mental realm. We live in a physical body, so we contact the physical realm. And then financially, there's a financial world that we deal in. And socially, there's a social world that we deal in. If you look at all of those five things are the areas which we contact as a human being. You are a spirit, you have mind, will, and emotions, you live in a body, financial realm, social realm. I heard Brother Kenneth Copeland teach that many, many years ago, talking about the five realms we live in, that we have contact with. And whether you are successful spiritually, mentally, physically, financially, and socially, depends on whether you get your confession in line with the Word of God concerning those areas. You get born again. How do you get born again? Well, let's keep reading. We'll find out. Verse 9, let's go back up to that. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth, confession of the mouth, the Lord Jesus, or Jesus as your personal Lord. And let me just take a minute there. There's a lot of people say, Jesus is Lord. They don't know what it means. What you're saying is, I receive Jesus as my Lord. He has complete control of my life. He is my Lord. Think of it in the terms of a master-slave relationship. Now, I know slavery is not a good thing, okay? But just for the sake of our discussion here, master-slave. When the master says, do something, you do it. You don't argue. You don't say, I need overtime. Slaves don't get overtime, right? They don't get benefits, so to speak. Like you were if you were an employer-employee relationship. Slaves do what they're told. Well, Jesus is our Lord. We do what we're told. Now, here's the great thing. There are master-slave relationships where the master is evil. It takes advantage of the slave, beats him into the ground. But then there are masters that are good masters. Okay, historically. There have been master and slave relationships where the master was so good that when the slave was set free, they didn't want to leave. That's a pretty good relationship. Now, it's not God's best, you know, in the human world. But at the same time, there can be good masters. Well, Jesus is the best, greatest master. He is the master of our life. But he will always do what is best for you as his servant. Amen? He always wants to bless. He always wants to help. He always wants to be there for you, even though he is truly the master. Okay? So when we say Jesus is Lord, we're saying, I give myself completely over to you. It's not just a, well, I get my ticket stamped and I'm going to heaven. No, you are his servant. But remember, as a the best master, he will only have you do what is good for you and a blessing for you. All right? He has a plan for you, and it's a good plan. Oh, hallelujah. He's always thinking good thoughts toward you. Hallelujah. But we do need to understand that he's Lord. He is Lord. So we receive him as Lord. We believe in our heart that God has raised him from the dead. Now, see, there's a lot of people today that are calling themselves Christians. Oh, I don't really believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. Oh, come on. Well, then you're not born again. I'm sorry. That's just the way it is. You got to receive him as Lord. And you have to believe he was raised from the dead. Then thou shalt be saved. Saved, delivered, healed, protected, made whole, spirit, soul, body, financially, socially, delivered from all temporal evil. But only then. Okay? So receive Jesus the Lord. Believe God raised him from the dead. Thou shalt be sozoed. Praise the Lord. All right, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, or right standing with God. See, we started out talking about right standing with God. How do we get this right standing with God? We do what the Bible says. We have right standing with God, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. And this word salvation is soteria, which is a different form of sozo. So our confession, check this, our confession is what determines our sozo or our soteria. Okay? So when we say, I'm born again, we got that by confession of the mouth. When we say, my mind is sound, we get that by confession of the mouth. When we say, my body is healed, we get that by confession of the mouth. If we have to deal in a financial realm, financial prosperity, we get that by confession of the mouth. If we have a social situation that we need to operate in, where we have favor with man, we get that by confession of the mouth. You see that? It's all tied into confession. I know a lot of people say, oh, Dr. Bill, I wish you'd just get off this confession kick. Don't you know that was back in the 80s, or late 70s, early 80s, that whole confession thing? We're past that now. You'll never get past it. These scriptures in Romans chapter 10 that I've been reading won't ever go away. They'll always be there. The Word of God is forever settled in heaven. Think about that. Forever settled in heaven. It's never going to change. Confession of the mouth is never going to get old. It's never going to get passé. Right? We need to continue to confess the Word of God concerning our lives. Let's keep reading. Verse 12. For there's no difference between the Jew and the Greek. But we started talking about his heart's desire is for Israel to be saved. But there's no difference between the Jew and the Greek. Now, Greek was a term they used to mean anybody wasn't Jew, right? Anybody wasn't Jewish, they were Greek, as far as they were concerned. But that really is the dividing line. The Jewish people, God's people in the natural, the Greek people, heathens, and Christians, all right? Christians are God's people because they receive Jesus Christ as the Lord. All right, let's keep reading. There's no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord is rich unto all that call upon him. Ooh, hallelujah. He always wants to bless you. He always wants to help you. Praise the Lord. All right. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. For then, how then shall they call on him whom they have not believed? There are people out there that have not believed. Amen. There are folks probably live right next door to you that have not believed. Well, how are they going to call on him on whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? See, faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. That's what we'll read here in just a moment. So they got to hear. So how are they going to hear? How shall they hear without a preacher? Somebody's going to have to minister to them the word of God concerning salvation. Once they hear, I will say something here, it's probably going to rattle a few cages. Once they hear, they're responsible for what they've heard. If they hear the gospel, They hear it. They understand it. They know what they are to do. Confess Jesus as Lord. Believe God raised him from the dead. And they don't do it. Then they've rejected the righteousness which is of God. They've rejected the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? But if they hear and they receive Jesus as Lord, they believe God raised him from the dead, then they're born again. Hallelujah. They're sozoed. They're saved. Praise the Lord. I always want to continue the translation of that. Saved, delivered, healed, protected, made whole, spirit, soul, body, financially, socially, delivered from all temporal evil. Praise the Lord. I just can't help it. It just comes out. It's like pushing a button. It just comes out. Hallelujah. Okay. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who's believed our report? Lord, I spoke it. I preached it. But who's believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, I like the way I heard somebody say it. Faith cometh by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing the word of God. Sometimes you just got to hear it, hear it, hear it, hear it. Amen? You just got to have it ministered to you over and over again. Praise the Lord. I'll check the time, make sure that I've got plenty of time here to continue the message. But we may have to pick this up again next time because we're getting short on time. But praise the Lord. I tell you what. This message, people say, well, Dr. Bill, sounds like you're just teaching an evangelistic message today. Well, maybe I am. But maybe those of you that are believers need to minister to that guy next door, that lady next door, you know, the guy at work that's always moaning and groaning and griping. And you know by what he's saying, he's not a believer. Well, maybe you ought to minister the word of God to him, the good news. The gospel is called good news. It's called good news for a reason. Because that guy that's griping, if he heard the good news, then it would minister to him. It would be blessing to him. It would be something he needs to hear. There's folks all around you that need to hear the gospel. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, we're about out of time. We're going to have to stop right here. I tell you what, I want you to write me. You can write me here at our ministry address, our regular mailing address, Word of Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 5213-5213, High Point, North Carolina, the zip code 27262. You can write me a letter there, just old-fashioned, you know, just write a letter, put it in the envelope, put a stamp on it, send it on. Praise the Lord. But you can also write me by email. And my email address is drbill, D-R-B-I-L-L, at WFM.org. You can write me electronically, all right? It'll get to me much faster. I encourage you to do that. Go to our website. I don't mention our website enough, WOFM.org. Our website has articles. Just search through the website. Just go through and go down the, it'd be the left-hand side column. Just scroll down the whole column. Check out every option. It has there everything that we believe with lots of scripture to back it up. It has Bible teachings. It has past newsletters from when we used to put out a paper newsletter and mail it back in the day. It has videos like this one of our ministry. It has audio teaching from way back in the early 80s all the way up to the present, teaching from the Word of God that will be a blessing for you. WOFM.org. Check that out. And of course, Word of Faith Radio, WFR.org. Listen to that. Join us again next time. Remember, until then, to fulfill the Word of God.
The Word of Faith Netcast is brought to you by Word of Faith Ministries and our partners around the world.